something that catches our attention when we observe both the big pieces as well as the small ones is the amputated limbs hanging in a net around the neck of the figures. Does it disturb you to see these arms and legs, hands and forearms that look like they have been cut off with an axe? Displayed as a rare trophy obtained by a barbarian king after a battle? Nothing could be further from the truth. Everything has a very simple explanation. The images displayed in this storeroom are those that will be used to prepare the pieces of the same series. To make casting easier, it is best that the piece does not have elements that stick out, so they can work with a compact block. If the original model has arms, hands, legs or feet that are separated from the central body, they are handled separately and put together again with the rest of the body. This is why the pieces are displayed in this way. There is no mystery or horror story behind all this. We are simply looking at a technical problem and an ingenious solution which was found more than a century ago by the technical teams who made the Saints. Our tour poses a challenge. Can we recognise the protagonists, identify the characters and discover, if possible, everything they can tell us? You don't need to be an expert in religious history, nor in the life of the saints to embark on our journey. Just look for the piglet that accompanies Saint Anthony, the monastic beard of Saint Benedict, the harp of Saint Cecilia, Saint Cosmas and Saint Damian, who are always together. The cross of St. John, of the cross or the one that St. Rita is always holding in her hands, the horse and the dragon of St. George, the quill and the book accompanying St. Teresa, St. Lazarus, resurrected and half-naked, St. Sebastian, bound and pierced by arrows. Has this first room got you intrigued to see more? The visit to this space has been a wonderful introduction to the museum. Now it's time to go down the stairs or by the lift and into the kitchen where we will see how the saints were made in a lot.